We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Please remain in your seats as the President and First Lady depart.
Maybe Prince Warren time is good. I need you clear.
From this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
If you're a Democrat, you have to scratch your head and say, what has Joe Biden done for me?
If you're angry today, I'm here to tell you, be angry.
The last time was Iraq. It was not the United States of America.
You're looking forward to not being mayor?
Yeah.
Seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home.
What kind of gas? You have to ask what she's talking about there. Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 6th day of July, and another 100-degree day. I have to tell you, went to the stadium tour last night at Busch, and baby, it was hot outside. It was pretty miserable out there. But there were a ton of people there. I don't know what the final numbers were, but they had the field full. And at some point during the Motley Crue concert, they asked everyone to turn their phones on and wave them around so they could see us from outer space, I think is what they said. And I was impressed at how many people had filled the upper deck areas and all at Busch Stadium yesterday. It was something to see, I'll have to tell you.
How old were the people who were at the show?
Well, I mean, I saw some younger people there, probably in their 30s and
they just
40s.
Had that
I would
Hulu
imagine
show.
It trended older than that.
But they just had that Hulu show about Pam and Tommy, so that does interest for younger people in the band. I would say, Mark, the problem was that this show went on sale 3 years ago.
True.
And then, so I know people that got refunds. I know people that kept on to their tickets. And I also know people that got rid of their tickets to see when it would be rescheduled and then rebought them afterwards.
Yeah. I don't know, price-wise, tickets weren't cheap, but you did get to see four bands at the end of the day.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. The tickets were probably less than I'll end up paying to see Sammy Hagar next month in August. So,
George Thorogood, don't forget.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers. That ought to be pretty good. So anyway, well, it was hot out there. I'll just say that. I don't think we're going to break any records today, because 2012 was a steamer. That summer, we had 3 or 4 days there where temperatures were 105, 106, 107. I think I heard Dave Murray say today we're only going to get back up to around 100 again.
Well, the humidity is keeping it down a little bit, and that's why we still have that chance of the pop-up storms here and there. So,
People were dropping last night. We saw a number of people being hauled out of there, including Carlos Santana, who was not at Busch Stadium last night, but he apparently...
And he was indoors, too. He was inside of a theater.
Dehydration, they blamed it on exhaustion. Dehydration, but he passed out, right?
Yes, he passed out, and they hauled him off the stage. The medics went out and treated him. They said, pray for Carlos, but the the manager said exhaustion, dehydration. He was supposed to play in Pennsylvania tonight, and that's not going to happen. They're postponing that.
74 years old. Soon to be 75.
On the 20th, he will be 75.
Wow. Where has the time gone? You have to ask yourself. Anyway, apparently he's all right. He just needed the same thing that Brett Michaels had been getting the last, 2 days?
A week now.
A week? Yeah. An
IV.
Yeah, but as you see more and, well, I should say fewer and fewer newer acts that get to that magnitude,
yes.
You get more and more of these older acts that are touring more and more. And when you have people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s touring like that on these concerts, you're going to get more of this happening. So this will be more than it's ever been before because we're going out to see older acts than we ever have. I mean, you know, Sinatra in Vegas and all that, maybe he could have gotten a little dizzy, but there were other bands at that time that people were going to see.
It's a good point. Shawn Michael Lyle in with us this morning, handling the news duties here. I should have introduced you again off the top there. I appreciate that, though. It just proves you got to keep on rocking. When you hear people tell you to just keep on rocking, it's keeping these guys young.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not keeping them young, but they act young on stage, and they have a purpose, and they... deafened me
and last night. Speaks to the music. It speaks does. To what the music is, that it can keep you alive, even like Keith Richards. It can keep you alive even after you've died.
That's a deal with the devil, though. Mark, you are like a leopard today.
What's that?
You're deaf.
You're deaf like a leopard.
I feel a little bit deaf. This is very true. I couldn't disagree with you on that. It was a loud concert.
I would have loved to. Did they do Let's Get Rocked?
Yes.
I would love to have been there during that. That would have been...
That's the only song from the 90s that they do.
Yeah.
Because Mark said they're playing current music as well.
Yeah. They had to... They mixed in some... Particularly Def Leppard mixed in some new music. And some people lost interest. Some people were like, all right, play the hits. That's why we came. You could hear them complaining about it.
And when they go, do you want to get rocked? And it's like, no, we spent $75 to come out here and just sweat. Yes, we want to get rocked.
Oh, man. Hey, still got lots to go for you this morning. Did you hear yesterday? I know I played this for you a week or two ago. The voicemail that was found from Joe Biden to Hunter acknowledging his foreign business dealings, right? Yesterday, somebody finally got around to asking the spokesperson for the White House, Corinne Jean-Pierre. About that. We're going to let you hear her reaction to it, which was basically no reaction. She refused to answer the question. When we come back here in just a couple of minutes, Kamala Harris talking about the price you're paying at the pump and why you need to lighten up a little bit, basically, as well. We'll get to all that and more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show, which you get for a really great price. Did you know that when you think about all the things you could spend your money on, you get to listen to free conservative radio right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Mark, why is it free?
Well, because we're supported by ad dollars, right? And I don't deal with any of that.
Do like we discriminate on who gets to put those ads?
We do not, and people down the hallway make decisions, you know, in the sales department. If somebody calls up and says, hey, I want to do an ad buy, you know, as long as it's not illegal, that usually can do that. So we're getting complaints about that that PAC ad that's running against Eric Greitens.
Oh, yeah, and in an election year, the Federal Communications Commission has certain rules concerning that and the prices that they pay.
You cannot deny them.
That's a fair point. And I just want to point out to people, because we're getting some feedback on our Facebook page from people who are angry that we're running, allowing that ad to run. And I would say to Debbie and others, I don't have any control over that. It's probably going to run in all different day parts. And you know, the Greitens folks are welcome and probably are running ads. I don't know if they're running them here. I don't know that I've specifically heard one here in a while. But they had the ability to run ads as well. It's a blood sport.
There's nothing we can do about it. And if we were absolutely full on commercials and they came and said, well, we want to buy ads, but your inventory, it's all full, we can't say no.
Yeah.
That's the FCC rule.
But the ad is working because it has moved you.
Moved who?
Whoever hears it, if they are moved by it, the ad is doing its job.
Well, it's
sometimes in reverse.
People, yeah, it's having the opposite effect on a lot of people.
But it's a Coke or Pepsi. We want to say Coke or Pepsi, because by saying Coke or Pepsi, then you're not saying RC Cola.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's very true. So anyway, Billy Long is going to join us a little later. He's another one of the congresspeople running for that Senate seat. The particular ad we're talking about here, I think, is paid for by the Political Action Committee that is supporting Eric Schmidt.
For
that Senate seat.
Show me values, PAC.
Which is what John Lamping told us yesterday. If you missed his segment, it was a good one. You can go back and listen to it on demand. If you listen to the podcasts, you can download those as well. I told you I wanted to get to this voice message from Joe Biden to his son, Hunter. Now, the voice message came out of before I went on vacation. I remember playing it here on the morning show, but we had not heard any reaction from the White House. So in case you haven't heard this, the background is during the election, whenever he was asked about his son's foreign business dealings, which would put him in an odd position as president of the United States during the election, it was brought up several times. He said he had never had a conversation with his son about his business dealings. Never, as in that never happened. He looked right into the camera and lied to everybody listening that he had never had a single conversation or been aware of any of his son's business dealings in the Ukraine, in Russia, in China, none of it. Even though we now know there are plenty of pictures of him meeting with, playing golf with the guys that hired Hunter Biden for Burisma, the Ukrainian oil energy company. And we know that that Hunter flew with him on Air Force Two to China to set up a business deal. And then this voicemail comes up. Go to cut number four, please.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I think you're clear. I don't think they caught you this time. I don't think there's anything in that article I read that's going to compromise my attempt to run for president, because this was back in 2018, before he was even officially, maybe before he was even officially running, even though he was running. But they were clearly worried about that, because they've denied any knowledge of you know, the crack addicts' business dealings around the world that have completely compromised the leader of the free world. There's no two ways about it. So finally, in a press conference, there was a question about it. Peter Doocy gets around to asking this question. Go ahead and hit it, please.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
second, secondly,
about a New York Times article concerning Hunter Biden's business dealings. And here, he says, I think you're clear. How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not, from this podium, I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will,
are you disputing that I'm
not,
alleged.
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not happening.
Then that it is not.
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
Is that awful?
Dodgeball.
She is awful at that job.
I don't know.
She's awful
at it. I thought that she did. I thought she dodged it. I mean, it was a full-on torpedo, but she dodged it.
Whatever the president said stands, Peter.
I will not talk about this.
That's the alleged laptop.
It's not going to happen.
Must be Russian disinformation. Oh, my goodness. We'll be back with Dom Savino and a check of business coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we were talking about the average age at the Motley Crue stadium tour last night with Def Leppard and Joan Jett and Poison and all of them. At one point, Nikki Sixx walks out and he's getting ready to do a guitar solo and he takes the mic and he's talking to people and he has a towel and there's clearly somebody in the front row who wants the towel.
Yeah.
So he throws it to, I would assume, a her. I couldn't tell because you can see him but not the person he threw the towel to, and he goes, oh, by the way, I gave your mother one of those in 1989. So there was clearly somebody down front who was a little bit younger.
Yeah.
But he wanted to point out how long he'd been around. But,
now, in St. Louis in 1989, they were here on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
Because I went to that show.
Clearly, it was inside.
It was at the old barn.
Okay.
And right. I had to explain to my grandmother why I was leaving Thanksgiving dinner so early.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I'm going to see Motley Crue, Grandma.
Nice.
She was happy.
Yeah, well, did she understand that was a rock band?
My mother explained it to her.
Okay.
good.
Well, I can tell you about a Motley Crue that I knew one time.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let's get to Dom, please. Dom Savino, would we ever find you at a Motley Crue concert?
I think so. I could try.
Okay.
Now here's the big secret. This is somebody asks you for a truth about me. I've never been to a concert.
Wow.
What?
Lots of sporting events, and you even do play-by-play, but you've never been to a rock concert?
Uncultured, I know, right?
I'm telling you, man. I'm a little worried about you there. It must be that Rutgers influence.
There you go. No, we don't have concerts, apparently.
Don't you have, like, halftime shows sometimes?
Yeah.
Bands are there?
Yeah, the after the game.
Occasionally, yeah. I mean, we had a pop band come to my high school one time, but I've been told that doesn't count. So I've never paid for a ticket to a concert. That's it. No sports involved.
Well, neither does Carl, so that's okay.
I don't pay.
He just knows people. What's going on out there?
Now, let's start on Wall Street, Mark. Futures are trading slightly lower this morning following yesterday's late-day turnaround. The Dow closed down 129, but the S&P 500 gained 6 after being down more than 2% early in the day. There are several economic reports due out today, including minutes from the Federal Reserve's June meeting. The FDA has moved to allow Juul vaping products to stay on the market while the e-cigarette maker appeals a ban levied by the agency. Last month, the agency ordered Juul to pull its products off shelves nationwide because Juul hadn't sufficiently proven its e-cigarettes were a safe alternative to traditional cigarettes. Juul is alleging in federal court that the FDA has overlooked thousands of pages of data. Mortgage rates are on the rise and demand for a new house is beginning to cool. According to the latest data, housing prices in St. Louis are up 14% since last year, and mortgage rates have doubled from last year's lows, nearly 6% for a 30-year fixed rate. It's driving buyers away from the market unsurprisingly. One local realtor says a typical listing now gets 2 or 3 offers, not the 5 or 10 it would get even earlier this year. Well, gas prices are coming down from their record highs. The statewide average in Missouri has dipped to $4.50, keeping it more than a quarter below the statewide average. Meanwhile, the average in Illinois remains 26 per gallon. Experts say enjoy the dip in prices while it lasts. Prices are expected to climb back up throughout the month of July because it's typically the heaviest for demand. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for collectors. The fossilized skeleton of a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth 76 million years ago will be auctioned in New York later this month. The Gorgosaurus was an apex carnivore from the late Cretaceous period. The skeleton measures nearly 10 feet tall and 22 feet long. Sotheby's says all of the other Gorgosaurus skeletons are in museums, so this is the one and only opportunity to purchase a specimen for private ownership. I can only imagine what the final price tag will be.
Yeah, that was the warm-up band last night, Apex Carnivore. Yeah, they're awesome.
Well, get it while you can, because they're not making new ones of those.
Yeah, that's true. What was it going to go for? Do they have any idea?
I don't think they know. I would guess something in the lots of millions.
Wow. And where would you put something like that? I assume
if you're rich
like
enough to
T-Rex.
Buy it, you have a house big enough to hold it.
Yeah, in the den.
You can't put it in your bonus room, that's for sure.
If you have to ask, you aren't going to be the person who buys it, I would imagine. All right.
Probably.
Dom Savino, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, have a good day.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Filling in for Jennifer Kishinka, who's enjoying a little bit of vacation. I know she's been to some rock concerts over the years. I'm probably not Motley Crue, but we'll ask her about that next
All
week
right.
when
Mark,
she gets back. Yes, Carl?
It seems that our Facebook sound is off totally.
Really? We're getting a little feedback here on the Facebook page that we're having some audio issues. our friend Lisa says, flip this, push that, turn the knob, fix it.
I'm fixing
Carl.
It. I'm kicking us from the studio.
It's possible that the
music
Ministry of Information for the Biden administration through YouTube has turned it off somehow.
Or you said something that YouTube didn't appreciate.
That's true.
Yeah.
More often
news.
Than not, although that's possible.
I think
I
did
admit,
it.
Sean,
I think I had a typo that I had Tim Lomar as Tom Lohman, and when I did that became fake news. And
yeah.
They shut us down.
Yeah. I saw that situation. We really hadn't talked about it much. I've heard it in
I didn't
newscast.
Do that intentionally to try and cover up for him. I did not do that intentionally. It was just a typo.
Yeah, I know Tim, and I met him on more than one occasion, and happened at the Lake of the Ozarks. Apparently, the stories that I've read, correct me if I'm wrong here, say that while he was booked on suspicion of DWI, no charges have been filed in that case yet. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, as far as whether charges are filed, there's nothing, no public information on this as far as charges or bookings or all that. We can't get any information on that. So it does look like no charges are filed yet.
Yeah. So he released a statement saying that he has to make an announcement of his involvement in a situation in Miller County last week. I maintain that I am innocent of any wrongdoing and will respect the legal process as it unfolds. Maybe there are some mitigating circumstances here that we don't know about, but certainly saw the mugshot that the newspaper was floating around. So we'll keep an ear on that and see what's going on with it. All right, a quick break here. We're going to get to In Other News with Sean coming up. Next hour, we've got Billy Long is going to be joining us. Of course, he is running for Senate in the state of Missouri. Probably got a thing or two to say about some of these new ads that are firing people up that are starting to run. We're getting to crunch time, folks. Less than a month from now, we will be past the primary. Who will be the Senate candidate? It's a good question. We'll get to Billy Long at around 7:15. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The iTunes Rock Chart has a new number one song. Okay, so it's not new. It's actually from 1986, and it's not one of those classic rock tunes that you hear on beer commercials or car ads. No. An episode of Netflix series Stranger Things has given new life to Metallica's crushing epic, Master of Puppets. Variety magazine reports the show's creators, Matt and Ross Duffer, specifically wrote a scene involving Eddie in the season 4 finale featuring the 8.5-minute heavy metal recording. It's become so popular, iTunes says it's also reached the 29 spot on their overall chart, competing with new songs from all genres. By coincidence, the album Master of Puppets peaked at number 29 on the Billboard album chart back in 86.
When it came on. I don't think I would recognize it.
No. Because it's not necessarily the Metallica song, because somebody's playing it on guitar.
But I was forced to watch the season final
the
episode.
The 2.5-hour finale.
Forced
yes.
to yeah. watch. Oh, no. Forced
oh, no.
To watch
well,
the
my,
most
point, my point
pop
is.
Culture,
I watched. I watched a little bit of the first couple seasons because my daughter was interested in it, but I hadn't seen any of the new season.
So you had no
but
idea.
But suddenly my wife and daughter were sitting down to watch the finale, and I sat down and watched it with them. So I didn't really know what was going on.
But you knew
except
that, song.
That they were in the Upside Down.
But yeah, but Master of Puppets, I mean, a lot of classic rock stations don't play it. I mean, it, not
yeah,
just that it's too long. Well, but they play Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I don't think it's the length. I think it's just that it was one of those, at that time, there was so much hair going on that kind of beat that out.
Well, last time it was popular, like in pop culture, it was in Old School. That was the scene where they're kidnapping all the prospective people for their fraternity.
Yeah,
so if anyone remembers.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know it but you know, go to Master of Puppets and iTunes it. And
I play it at hockey games all the time.
What?
I still remember.
Do you have it handy?
We just played it.
We just
it.
Played
I know,
it.
That was it coming in, yeah.
But you don't have the vote. Anyway. So the bar, Bentley's on Broadway in San Antonio, is raising the age limit to get in. Instead of the state minimum of 21, they require patrons be at least 25 years old to get in. Texas Monthly reports an overwhelming positive response from those north of 24, by the way. The idea is younger bar goers have less in common and are kind of irritating to old people. And if you think that's harsh, a bar a few miles away, Horizons and More, customers have to be at least 30. They prefer the grown and mature crowd, they call it. This could be a trend as patrons want to hang out with like-minded and experienced people. Whether this is actually legal to discriminate based on age is not established in law. That remains to be seen.
So it's clearly not all about the Benjamins to them. I mean,
yeah, no
you know,
kidding.
Right?
Well, but there again, if you have a bar that's everybody over 30, the chances of it being packed might be better. And
yeah,
if it's people under the age of 25, you know, those 21, 22, 23.
Divorced mom night.
Yeah. But they've got the money to spend.
That's right.
And some movie theaters are banning teens wearing suits.
I saw this.
Seems there's a TikTok challenge to wear a suit to go to the movie Minions, The Rise of Gru. And they go in there and cause havoc in the show houses with disruptive behavior.
It started as a meme where like you had the five main Sopranos and the caption is, five tickets to Minions, please. So then people started doing that.
Wearing suits, but
yeah.
But then they disrupted.
Suits causing the problem,
it's
right?
It's the teens wearing the suits.
Yeah.
Okay.
And where they got teens got suits, who knows? Some theaters have even halted the movie in mid-showing, by the way. And others, though, the managers just say those are just kids having fun.
And they're actually causing damage inside the theater?
Well, there's a little bit of that, but mostly it's
havoc.
Disruptive behavior. Disruptive behavior.
That explains the bar story, doesn't it?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, it does, that's true.
No kidding.
And here's a shocking discovery. Inside Concord Mall in Wilmington, Delaware, where you cannot get a flight, as we found, as new managers opened up a wall there is a completely intact Burger King restaurant.
What?
Untouched for at least a decade. The store had been shut down. No one even knows when. They hadn't even taken out the last load of trash.
Wow.
That's nuts.
The Burger King had the pink and baby blue 80s style interior.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The kitchen appears to be completely there and functional. In fact, the Concord Mall believes that a tenant who wants to open maybe a retro restaurant could take it pretty much as is.
Wow. All right. Back with Billy Long after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.